part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God. So we're here to warn people like you. Like you said, you love what we're doing here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I'm a Christian.
Yeah, you have a heart for the truth then. But we're here to encourage you to go deeper because you're being deceived by the trappings of this world here. The Bible calls us out to be separate and holy people,
well, I
right?
work at a Christian Bible camp, too. So okay. I do, I'm out there spreading the word.
Yeah, I know, but can I help you in something? If you work there, and then you're coming here, I can see that they're not in the truth either, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You know, this is idleness. Shouldn't a person be out on the streets preaching the gospel?
Well, I do that 6 days a week, yes. And then I come to just enjoy my daughter.
But okay, so
I just want to thank you.
I love you, ma'am. That's why I'm trying to help you. On that card is the biblical gospel.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know what it is. It's faith in Christ, his shed blood.
Yes.
Death, burial, resurrection. That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people don't know. And then repentance means a turning of your mind from your ways to his ways. That means your old life is gone, right? The new life is ahead with him.
Right.
That means you leave the world behind, which would be this, too. And if you do that, you're born again. Do they teach you that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're then you would be considered my sister in the Lord. If you're born again, I'm born again as well.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, yes. When I was just a young child, yes.
Okay, so then we walk in holiness and obedience, which means we read the scriptures and obey them, right? This isn't obeying the scriptures, man. You need to test yourself. It's covetous. It's pride. It's vanity. It's idle. You know, those are sinful, right? God hates pride. You know, people look at the homosexuals and they go, oh, that's an abomination. They like to lift that one up over all the other sins. Yeah, I see you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? A proud look is an abomination also. What do they do when they win? Ooh, they get a trophy. That's pride.
Yeah.
You don't want to be part of that.
They should be thinking Jesus.
Well, they should be not doing that. Yeah.
And then,
to finish the gospel, you have to keep doing this. His word and his truth and walking in holiness and obedience until the end, right?
Yes.
Okay, so can I help you out? Wherever it is that you're attending, the body of believers that you're with, they're not teaching you the full truth. So that's why we're out here. Encourage you to go deeper. There are commands for women, what we do with the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's commands for men. You see a lot of feminism out there ruling the world when God has an authority, a headship order, things like that. I just want to give you, and then on the back of that card, we warn people all the time. We're out on the streets. We travel around. We take nobody's money. We left all that behind. We support ourselves. We don't take money. That's one thing we stand against big time. People are giving their money to false hireling pastors, and they're not using it rightly. But anyway, on the back of that card is a bunch of warnings that a lot of the churches are teaching. And the Bible says in Revelation 22:14-15, if you love and practice one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven.
Hmm.
Easter, Good Friday, not being taught how to be a godly woman, going to places like this. I've showed you some things that you should look into.
I will.
So, yeah, test yourself, because your soul is on the line.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome talking to you.
Oh, yes.
Take care and test yourself, ma'am.